This podcast is not about grief. This podcast is about life, love, and finding yourself again after losing a child. I've been exactly where you are, and now I want to show you the road back to a life of your own. Let's get started. Hi there, it's Liana. How are you? Today I want to talk about holidays. I already sent email to my subscribers last week, and I also decided to talk to you about holidays. And if you want to get to my email list, I'll put details in the show notes. You can sign up and also hear from me every week, also on email. So let's talk about holidays. It's still early in the year, but I wanted to share my thoughts earlier so that you have time to think and take decisions for you consciously, so that you are not left being responsive. Because when we just react to events without deciding consciously, there is a greater risk of you just going with the flow, doing the thing you usually do without giving it some thought, whether it's something you want, whether it's something you want to do for you. Funny, but in many ways, holidays remind me of packing for a trip. I don't know if you can relate to any of it, but I've always struggled with packing. It took me forever. I was having a hard time deciding what to take and what not. And I was always just arguing that it's just because I love to have choices when traveling, and also when traveling to different season, I need to remember what to wear during a different season. And all that might be true, but my biggest packing spoiler was my sudden inclination for it all to be perfect, to have a perfect outfit, to look perfect during the trip, to be ready for perfect pictures during the trip. And it was so different from how I felt during my normal days, because during my normal days, I would just wear something. Some days I would put more thought into it and some days less, but I wouldn't be trying for perfections and I wouldn't bet my happiness on success and my value on what I was wearing. And the same actually also goes for holidays. We go about our lives, but then when the holidays come, we suddenly want everything to be perfect and everyone, including us, to be happy. And this is just unrealistic. Real holidays are nothing like they are portrayed on the TV, in the ads. We can't make anyone happy and will for sure make us unhappy if our expectations of holidays are going to be greater than the reality. So let's talk a bit about expectations. Holidays come with unexpected emotions, sadness, anger, resentment. You can almost count on it. And it might come from different sources, be it holiday cards, movies, ads, memories, you name it. Let's just assume that it will be hard. Whether it's your first holiday after you lost your child, second or eighth, like in my case, there will be tough moments. And if you think about it, something would be wrong if we wouldn't have difficult moments, because great love comes with great sorrow. And I'm totally butchering this quote and I don't even know who said it, but it's so appropriate, so true. We loved our children, so obviously we miss them and we are sad. So let's not pretend we are fine, because we are not, and neither should we be fine. So we expect holidays to be hard. So the next question is, what do we do now that we know it's going to be hard? How can I take the best care of me when it's hard? That's the question you should be asking you. What do I need to take care of me? These are the questions you should be asking you to decide. How do you want to spend this holiday season? And you totally have my permission to not to feel guilty about any of your decisions, about not doing what other people want you to do, about saying yes to something and then changing your mind. Give yourself flexibility. Decide whether you want to decorate your house or not, whether you want to have people over or stay home alone, or you want to go away somewhere. And I truly believe that you can trust yourself to know what you want for yourself. If you ask yourself this question, what do I need? What do I want this holiday season? And then listen to what comes up. You will know what you want. I'm absolutely sure of that. And one thing I want to stress, actually two. First, the fact that you are feeling more fragile, sad, broken during the holiday season doesn't mean anything about your progress, about how you are handling your grief, and it also doesn't mean anything about the future. The fact how you are feeling today doesn't mean you'll be feeling like that for the rest of your life. And second, it's also okay to experience some joy, some moments of happiness during the holidays. Moments of happiness and joy doesn't mean you are not grieving the loss. Grief is a lifelong marathon, really, filled with many, many things. So allow for the moments of joy and happiness too when they come. And don't be afraid of sadness, anger, and disbelief when they come. All that is part of the journey. So ask yourself the question, what do I want and what do I need? And listen for the answer. And don't be afraid of all different feelings that come and go, and that will be probably heightened during the holiday season. All that is completely normal and nothing to be afraid of or feeling guilty about. That's all from me this week. Don't forget to sign up for a free coaching session that I'm offering throughout the months of November and beginning of December. So sign up while spots are still available. Otherwise, until next week, bye. If you are loving this podcast, then please hit subscribe, download it, and please share it with other childless survivor moms. I'm committed to help as many moms as possible to recover and build a life after childless. You can find me here on Instagram, TikTok at lifeafteracchildless, or you can visit my website, coachliena.com, that's coachliene.com. And if you'd love to chat, you can sign up for a free coaching call on my website. See you next week.